I know, just out of town, a mile or so, where everybody's gonna go. Down where they do the Zydeco, they play the music loud and hot, they put the crawfish in the pot. Oh man, they put on quite a show. Down where they do the Zydeco, down where they do the Zydeco, down where they do the Zydeco. Come on, baby, come on, let's go.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, it is the Good Food Hour live on KSRO, celebrating our 31st year on the air.
Wow.
And the reason I chose that great music by Tom Rigney and Flambeau is they will be kicking off the Harvest Fair at 2:15 this afternoon. They're a great San Francisco-based band. I've loved them for many years and know Tom and the rest of the band pretty well. They'll be up in Sonoma County today only. So make sure you come this afternoon and enjoy the wine, the beer, the cider, the food, and the great Cajun-inspired American roots music with Tom Rigney and Flambeau. I want to welcome Tom Simoneau. John Ash is not here today. It's his loss, but it's Tom's gain. The Sonoma County Wine Guy will be leading us through a great tasting of some sweepstakes award-winning wine. And as our tradition, I need everyone to be perfectly quiet. Oh, yeah.
Let the festivities begin.
Let the welcome to the show, my friend Tom Simoneau.
Thank you.
Well, I noticed you just, I popped a sparkling wine, and that is always how we start off our Harvest Fair shows since 1996 with the Sweepstakes Award-winning sparkler. Tell us about it.
And the Sweepstakes-winning sparkling wine is Breathless 2012, and we have Penny Gad Koster here who made this particular sparkling wine, this beauty that I'm going to pour for everybody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having us on.
And this is not the first time Penny has been on the show. You have won sweepstakes before.
We did. I think it was last year or the year before. Uh-huh. So a couple of, actually, I guess it's been about three. Anyway, yes, we have. A little bit about this wine. It is a vintage 2012. So it's been on the yeast for quite some time now, which is really what makes it so special. Cheers. So a little bit about the Breathless brand. It is owned by three sisters. One of the sisters is also a co-owner with another winery called Rack and Riddle. The three sisters put the winery together and came up with the name in honor of their mother, who had Alpha 1, which is a lung disease. And with that, that's how they came up with the Breathless name.
Ah.
Now, this woman was also kept the three girls going, very adventurous. And so here is their next adventure, which is the Breathless brand.
Well, you've done a great job. Now, this blend is, this is a Brut.
This is a Brut.
So it's Pinot, Chard, what
so
do we
it's
got
a
here?
Pinot Meunier, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay. The Pinot Noir or the Pinot Meunier, there's about, I think it's 3 or 4%.
What does that add to the blend?
So what that does is it helps with a little bit of structure and some of the fruit. Mm-hmm. So you'll see maybe just a little elevated kind of red fruit, a little kind of raspberry that might be in there.
Is there much of that grown in Sonoma County?
Not enough. Basically, there is some, not enough
spoken
in
like
my mind.
Spoken like a sparkling winemaker.
Yeah.
Pinot Meunier, there's just not
there's
enough.
There's not enough. If you go to France, if you go to Champagne, it's about a third, a third, a third. So about
wow.
a third of the grapes grown for sparkling actually is Pinot Meunier.
Is that ever bottled as a variety?
It is, actually. And there's a few of the sparkling wineries that do that out here. Mm-hmm. For me, I prefer it actually as a sparkling wine. And if you go, again, to Champagne, they do 100% Pinot Meunier also.
Wow.
So one of these days, I'm still working with the sisters to see if we might be able to come up with a Pinot Meunier here pretty soon.
Now, this has that, really does have that strawberry character. That's got to be also from the Pinot Noir.
From
how
the
much,
Pinot
how
Noir.
How much Pinot is in this?
So I believe there's at least 45% Pinot Noir in this. Generally, we kind of shoot for about a 50-50, and then we kind of toss in the Pinot Meunier as a little spice.
Got it. This is absolutely delicious.
And I mean, then the time on the yeast.
With the extra time on the yeast.
It's
not overly yeasty.
No, yeah.
You know, and it's not bracingly bright like sometimes when it's only been a year on the yeast or such.
Exactly. You know? So this has really been given some nice time, and I think it's a great example of why you try to let these stay on the yeast a little bit longer. You get this nice creaminess, but there's still some beautiful fruit here, and that's because we're in Sonoma County, and the fruit is amazing.
I know, and you look at the color is clear.
It is beautiful.
So when it's on the yeast, people have to understand this is methochampanois fermented right
correct.
In this bottle. So therefore, when it's on the yeast acts as an antioxidant. So when it's disgorged, then that's when the clock starts ticking, correct?
A lot more, yeah. The crown caps keep it from aging too quickly, but it does go through an aging process. If you left this on for 10 years, but you bottled it in 2 years and then left it for 6 years, you might see a similar thing going on there.
I'm always fascinated by the machinery that does the riddling, the turning of the bottles. What kind of machinery do you have?
So we have the general, they're called gyro pallets, and they're big square machines that the cages go into. Each one of those cages holds anywhere from about 500 to 700 bottles. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. So it's kind of a pallet, a cage. Mm-hmm. And part of being a sparkling winemaker is learning how to actually maneuver those to make them work properly and get your nice clean wine.
So there's an art to even manipulating the spinning. As
absolutely.
The old days where they tap, spin, tap, turn up, the riddlers.
Correct. Because every year is a little bit different. So you have to sometimes kind of tweak it. Sometimes it takes 3 days. Sometimes it takes 7 days, depending on the wine. So, yeah, there's a whole another science to that.
The art of riddling, eh?
Yeah.
Even today.
It's a mystery, actually.
And are you keeping production constant, or are you planning on increasing production of these wines?
You know, I think we're somewhat steady, and then looking to see what else we might be able to bring into the tasting room. Right now, if you come into the tasting room, which is in Healdsburg on Moore Lane, we have also a Moscato that we're pouring.
I didn't know you had a tasting
room.
Yeah,
and we've got a little tasting room, 499 Moore Lane, Healdsburg, California.
Oh. And, where is that in Healdsburg?
It's off of the square a few blocks. If you know where the City Hall is, we're just like a block away
all
from
right.
City Hall.
Okay.
And a beautiful little area there with a little closed-in area, lots of plants. You don't even know you're in the middle of Healdsburg. It's uh-huh. absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, I definitely would invite anybody to come over. Moscato, we also have a little what we call ratafia, which is a juice that's fortified with a little bit of eau de vie, which is a non-aged brandy. Really amazing. It's kind of an aperitif wine, but you can use it as a dessert wine as well. So, yeah, you need to come over and check out what we got over there
Do you offer
fruit.
Tastings of their other styles of sparkling wines besides the Brut? Do you have a Blanc de Blanc?
Or? We do. So we have a Blanc de Blanc, a Blanc de Noir, the Brut, and a Rosé. And right now we're also featuring a still rosé in the tasting room as well.
Wow.
So we're trying to kind of expand our reach a little bit.
What's a still rosé?
So that it just we haven't put it in the bottle and let it turn into a sparkling wine.
Oh,
it's just a still wine.
So it's just a still
regular,
wine, yeah.
Just a regular rosé.
Okay.
So really beautiful. I love making rosé. So this is really special to be able to make some rosé for Breathless.
Boy, this artwork is just stunning.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like a 1930s flapper gal sitting on the
One of bottom. The sisters actually found this, and they actually have the rights to the picture, the original picture. So
a little Betty Boopish.
Yeah, a little bit. So it really... really, you know, is what the winery is all about, and the excitement and the adventure and sharing and family. And we want to be on the ride with the gal on the cork right there.
Well, so, this is the Breathless Wine, sparkling wine produced by Rack and Riddle.
So it's under the Rack and Riddle roof. So they're... They, which is nice for me. I can make it right there. I also work with Rack and Riddle, and so yeah. It again for a small winery, it's nice to be able to use the equipment that is needed to make an incredible wine.
Well, it's Penny Gad Koster. You're the winemaker for this beautiful 2012 Breathless Brut, the sweepstakes award-winning best sparkling wine in the Sonoma County Fair, the Harvest Fair. Congratulations.
Cheers.
And we'll see you again next year.
Yes, you will.
You're on a run here. This is pretty exciting. And thanks for sharing this with us and kicking off our broadcast today.
And thank you. Thank you all for having us.
We will take a break, a couple minutes or so, and we'll come back. And I need a palate cleanser between our sparkling and our Sauvignon Blanc. What about you, Tom?
I could use a palate cleanser.
Okay, sometimes people do granitas and things like this, but I want something that's a bridge between the sparkling and the Sauvignon Blanc. And we're going to be tasting what's called a fumé blanc, which means smoky, doesn't it?
A little smoky.
So I need something smoky. So how about bacon?
Bacon will
work. Let's taste some bacon for our bridge between our sparkling and our fumé blanc. That coming up after these messages. Tom Simoneaux, Steve Garner hosting the Good Food Hour live at this year's Sonoma County Harvest Fair. The gates have just opened. You can come and enjoy yourself before the wine tasting begins at 1 this afternoon. This is KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brent Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgin Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Don't miss Saturday, October 27th, Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on MySonomaDeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one, only at MySonomaDeals.com. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
Napa Know-How. This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher sitting in. Hi, Gwen. She's enjoying some of the sparkling wine with Tom Simoneaux. So we started with the sparkling wine, and then we wanted to have a palate cleanser, and we're going to do a bacon palate cleanser, welcoming J.C. Pfluger to the show. JC, your company won the best charcuterie at this year's Harvest Fair. Congratulations.
Best of show of charcuterie, yeah.
And is that your real name, JC Pfluger?
It is.
Okay. Cause, you know, it reminded me, like, it's the greatest name. It's kind of like the Orville Redenbacher of popcorn, J.C. Pfluger. It sounds like, you know, it can't be his real name, but it's a great name for a bacon entrepreneur. Give us the one-minute background of how you got into the world of bacon.
It was by accident. I did not mean to get into bacon. My wife's uncle used to own the Hamburger Ranch and was making house-cured bacon up there.
Hamburger
Bob
Ranch
and Joanne.
Up at Cloverdale?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, we used to go there all the time.
Yeah. They just sold it recently.
Yeah.
And so he was making that, and I thought I could do this too. So ran over to G&G, another flashback, and grabbed myself some belly and decided to make some. And after a couple of tries, my wife tried it and told me, you know what? If you ever buy store-bought bacon again, I might just leave you. And that kind of gave me an indication that I had something there. And so after that, 2 years later, I finally found a place that is USDA inspected to make it for me. And I got it in at the last second to be able to get an entry here. And here we are. I don't even have any on the shelf. It's in production, pre-order.
Which bacon did you enter in the Harvest Fair?
I entered my black pepper bacon.
And it won best charcuterie.
And that got the best of charcuterie. And then I also entered my black truffle, which got a gold. But I'm not quite satisfied with the outcome of it right now, and I'm going to make it better before I release it.
So it's not available yet at retail?
Correct.
And what other flavors are you experimenting with in the world of bacon?
Honey sriracha.
Honey sriracha.
Honey sriracha.
And then a Ceylan black pepper, which is date syrup from Israel and black pepper.
Hold on. Wait. Date syrup bacon. Wow, you're going where bacon's never gone before.
Ridiculous.
So what do you have here that you're going to be sampling for the folks that come to taste wine this afternoon?
I have a little mini BLT with the black pepper bacon. Would you guys
pass this over to Tom? Michelle, you like bacon, don't you? Our producer. Okay, Michelle loves bacon too. So the bacon, is it produced in California?
Yes, it's made up in Fort Bragg. One of the oldest smokehouses, USDA inspected smokehouses in California.
Wow.
Been around for a very long time. And that was the trial and error going all the way from Los Angeles to Oregon. I was trying to find the right place to be able to make my bacon for me.
So are you planning on offering this direct through the internet or at retail establishments? How are we going to get this bacon?
Currently, I'm offering pre-order pre-sale. So you can jump on Pflugers.com, F as in Frank, Pflugers.com.
Okay.
And there's a pre-order. Or in about a month, I'm hoping, I already have an opening with Oliver's. They want to look at it.
Oh, good.
And some other places.
Good. And your background in the food business or it's wine business?
Wine I was doing for about 10 years. I'm a recovering wine professional.
Uh-huh.
I am a first-level sommelier. And before that, I did radio.
Yeah.
I was here on the 101.7 The Fox.
Yeah.
That was back in the 90s.
Good. It's good you've chosen a more stable career. Bacon has got it all over broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. So the one that he's trying right now is my actual style of the black truffle bacon, the way that I want it to be.
This is absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
We won't be hearing any more from Tom Simino because he's eating bacon now.
Bacon.
So this is the truffle bacon.
This is the black. You should try it.
And this is the improved version.
This is the target.
The target. This is the one you want to really release.
Yes.
Well, this is the bullseye. Let me tell you. And if you don't grab that other piece, Steve, it's not going to be there.
Oh, no, but Michelle. Did Michelle get any bacon?
Oh, yes. She's got some.
Okay.
Here's some of that. Fingers are pinching toward it right now.
Okay. Well, this is great. So what time are you going to be sampling? 1 o'clock? Are you
1 to 4 o'clock is the sampling for
so
everyone.
So when people come, they can try the black pepper bacon today, the mini BLT sandwiches.
Mini BLTs. And there's only 500 pieces, so get here soon.
Are you here tomorrow?
I will not be here tomorrow.
So today's the day.
Today's the only day.
To try Pflugers.
Correct.
Okay, so go on. The best way to keep track of you is to go on to JC Pfluger's website. Do you have a website?
Pflugers.
Just Pflugers.
Pflugers.com, yes.
Okay.
Or you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook under Pflugers Bacon as well. So we're quite across the social spectrum. And easy to get to.
It was great meeting you. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Steve.
I will be sampling your bacon momentarily.
Awesome.
And thank you for being here, and we wish you all the success in the world. Please keep us on the loop as far as when the bacon's going to be really starting to be distributed.
I definitely will.
Okay, JC, thanks a million.
All right, Steve, thanks.
We'll take a break. Now that we've cleansed our palates with bacon, we're ready for some Fumé Blanc, some sweepstakes award-winning Fumé Blanc after this quick 2-minute break. Just 2 minutes and we're back. This is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Want to taste the best of Sonoma County? Come to the Harvest Fair this weekend, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Join us as we celebrate award-winning wines, craft beers and ciders, and the culinary wealth our community offers. Adults 21 and over will get the full Sonoma County food and beverage experience at our grand tasting event. With over 300 wines to taste, you're sure to find a new favorite. Stock up the cellar and save with event-only discounts on gold medal wines at the Wine Country Marketplace. Purchase goods and holiday gifts from artisan vendors. Watch a chef demonstration. Try tasting in the dark. And learn from the experts with wine tasting seminars and farm-to-table workshops. For 4 decades, wine and food lovers from around the world travel here to taste the county's ample bounty and participate in the World Championship Grape Stomp. Check out the Classic Car Show, enjoy live music in Shade Park, or make your own easy-baked pumpkin pie. Tickets available now at the box office or online at harvestfair.org. We'll see you at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair this weekend at the Event Center at the Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa.
Hi, I'm Robert Haley, Superintendent of Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. We're proud to be a district creating innovative programs, opening schools, attracting students, and preparing them for college and careers. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education. Our focus is learning, and we are a team. This vision is shared by our community, and we are thankful for the tremendous support we receive, which helps make our schools special places for children to learn. We have strong academic and enrichment programs, magnet programs, and distinguished schools from transitional kindergarten through high school. Our district has received recognition for our work in closing the achievement gap and increasing access to advanced curriculum for all students. Through coding, we are teaching our students the language of the future. Parents, school is underway. Make sure you connect with your child's teacher in school. Ask questions, volunteer, and be involved. Let's have a great school year, Sonoma County. Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. Learning for a lifetime, committed to the future.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, Steve Garner, Tom Simino, the Sonoma County Wine Guy, and we have the sweepstakes award-winning Sauvignon Blanc.
We have Patrick Mukeda here from Ferrari Carano. The sweepstakes-winning white wine is the 2017 Ferrari Carano Fumé Blanc, Sonoma County grown, your flagship wine.
Yes.
And welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. We're really, really pleased and proud to have this wine be the sweepstakes winning white wine.
So this is one of the first wines that Ferrari Carano came out with back whenever that was.
1987, we introduced two wines to the market, both white wines, this Fumé Blanc and a Chardonnay.
Well, because I remember when there was no Ferrari Carano, and I'm thinking 30-plus years ago, I think Don and Rhonda maybe started the winery in the early 80s, somewhere like that, didn't they?
The idea came about in 1981. And they're natives of Reno, Nevada, but they were coming down to Sonoma County on wine buying trips for the hotel up there. And so they fell in love with the area like we all do, and some of us are lucky enough to have lived here our whole lives. And they bought a ranch that had 30 acres of grapes.
And the rest, now it's several thousand acres of grape, probably.
It's a little more than 30 acres.
And it's kind of a bittersweet win, isn't it? Because Don passed away, I guess it was a year ago, almost to this week.
It was a year ago Wednesday.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But we know he knows about this.
Absolutely.
This is great. Why don't you describe the wine? Tom, you're tasting it, and Patrick, describe it. Why is it called the Fumé Blanc? Is there a particular reason for that?
Well, you don't hear about Fumé Blancs as much as you did at one time. And we do actually put Sauvignon Blanc on the label as well so that people know what grape the wine is made from if they're not familiar with the name Fumé Blanc. So that's just the name of the wine, and Robert Mondavi was the person responsible for coining that name for a Sauvignon Blanc.
Fumé and Sauvignon Blanc are synonymous.
Yeah. And so with this bottle, two-thirds of what's in there is fermented in stainless steel. The other third we ferment in older neutral French oak barrels. So Chardonnay barrels, after 3 years, we move them into another cellar, and for another 4 or 5 years, we use them for a portion of the Fumé Blanc.
Wow. It has a wonderful grapefruit character. It's almost, it has that beautiful herbal quality that Sauvignon Blancs and Fumé Blancs are known for. And the nice thing is it's kind of, it's got the, it's marrying the herbal character and the grapefruit perfectly. I can see why it won the you know, the best of white.
And that has to happen in the vineyard. And that's something Don Carano always said, is great wine is made in the vineyard. And so in order to have the flavor profile that this wine has, we have to let the fruit have a little more sun. And the grapes actually develop little flecks on them, so we call them sun flecks. And that's how we know the flavor of the juice is moving from that more herbaceous side to the fruitier side. So we do get more of that melon and tropical.
Yeah, the wonderful thing about manipulating Sauvignon Blanc is how you, the canopy can be manipulated, whether you're pulling leaves or you're exposing it to the sun or not, and how big a canopy you're going to allow, orientation to the sun, all of that stuff. Sauvignon Blanc is known for that. You can play with it a little bit in the vineyard, never mind, in you know, as you say, with neutral French barrels, you know, for a third of the blend. It really did. This is a terrific job. What's the winemaker's name?
The executive winemaker is Sarah Quiter, but she's assisted by Christy Ackerman and Rebecca Dyke.
So we all have three women. All women.
All women. So is the Sauvignon Blanc done? Is it one of the first grapes harvested? Where is that in the cycle of being harvested this season?
We pick that first. It's one of the first grapes we bring in. So it's all in the winery now.
Already. And where is the tasting room for Ferrari Carano?
The winery is in Dry Creek Valley. Mm-hmm. So we're 9 miles down Dry Creek Road off of 101.
And your tasting room?
And there's a tasting room that's open daily, 10 to 5. You don't have to have an appointment. Just come on by. If you can't make it all the way out to Dry Creek, we have a tasting room that goes by the name of Seasons of the Vineyard right on the north side of the Healdsburg Plaza.
Right on the square.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful gift shop as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and Villa Fiore out at the winery, is the gardens are unbelievable.
You got to come out.
I bet they still are. I mean, this is the end of the season, but it's not winter yet, so...
We have over 2,000 different kinds of plants out there. Something blooms every single day of the year.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And I must say that this is a very reasonably priced Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
Talk about the suggested retail price point of this.
At the winery, it's $14 a bottle.
List price.
Okay.
$14.
But if you visit, you know, our local retailers, you'll probably find it for a dollar or two less.
And it's even discounted. So this is the... I think this is a wonderful trend, approachable, very versatile wine. This can go with so many types of seafood dishes and appetizers and first courses. For under $15 a bottle to get this type of quality wine, it bodes well for the wine industry.
And screw cap.
And a screw cap, too. So, Patrick, thanks a million for bringing us this. Our best and congratulations to all the folks at Ferrari Carano for representing this beautiful wine for us today.
Well, thank you. Salute.
Salute. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes with more great food and wine on the Good Food Hour. It's KSRO that's bringing it to you at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. The doors open officially at 1 o'clock for tasting of cider and beer and wine. You can come in now at 11 o'clock. There's still lots to do and lots to see as you stroll the fairgrounds at this beautiful harvest festival. Tom Simino joining me, Steve Garner. This is KSRO.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Exciting news, Sonoma County. Empire College's career-focused programs just got shorter and even more concentrated on the industry certifications you need to launch or advance your career. With the input of top employers who partner with Empire on advisory boards, they have redesigned their most popular programs. Now you can earn your associate's degree in an in-demand field in just 18 months, or add to your existing skills with certifications in Microsoft Office, bookkeeping, and more in just 6 months. Working in the legal or IT fields, Empire College is a reliable option for earning your paralegal certificate or preparing for your advanced Microsoft certifications in the shortest time possible. Oh yeah, Empire has been listening to you, Sonoma County. Give them a call at 546-4000. That's 546-4000. Or visit empirecollege.com today, empirecollege.com, and open the door to your rewarding career faster.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers.
Don't miss Saturday, October 27th. Harvest Festival pumpkins and sugar skulls to decorate for the kids. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Florals of Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. Enjoy the fall harvest at the market with guest chefs cooking demos. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round, Saturdays 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Harvest Fair, I'm Steve Garner, along with Tom Simino, the Sonoma County Wine Guy. And as we move from whites to reds, we were really intrigued by a winery that I wasn't familiar with and Tom wasn't familiar with, and ended up winning two Best of Class awards. The winery is Seaton Winery, S-E-A-T-O-N. They won a Best of Class for a wine called Red Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, and it's not made with bee honey or anything like that. It's named after the nickname of the owner of the winery, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Good morning. Good morning.
What is your given name?
My given name is the same as my father's. I was named after my father. It's Hugh.
And the entire name, please.
Hugh Dearborn Seaton II.
It's a magnificent name.
Oh, thank
you. It's like Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island. It sounds East Coast, a yachting privileged type of name.
That's why I go by Buzz.
You're a Sonoma County local?
I am, born and raised in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa High School graduate.
What year?
1966.
Uh-huh, good year.
Very good year.
Excellent year. And your background was in construction, wasn't it, before the wine business?
Yes, it was. My parents bought the property in 1965. I was a junior in high school, and a lot of prunes and pears on the property back at the time. And I can remember moving out there and thinking, what in the world have my parents done? This is the middle of nowhere.
And when did you plant grapes?
It all got converted over to grapes probably in the early 70s. And currently we have about 14 acres of Zinfandel, all head pruned, part of it up on the hill, and 10 acres of Merlot, and about 4 acres of Cabernet.
And it's all in the Dry Creek Valley?
All in the Dry Creek Valley. The bottom of our property is bordered by Dry Creek.
So where is that? In Dry Creek, where exactly abouts?
We're about a half mile south of Yoakum Bridge Road.
Got it. Okay.
Do you have a tasting room?
We're working on it and hope to have it open hopefully next spring. It's been a 10-year ordeal. And
welcome to Sonoma County.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Tom, let's
yeah,
look
well,
at
hey,
politics. But you have a
in
you
my
have
backyard.
A, do you have an actual winery at this point?
Well, the building is there. We don't have, you know, I need to finish it. I need to do everything on the inside of it. So if you were to drive by, it looks like a finished winery, but nothing inside yet.
Magnificent. So describe what we're tasting, Buzz's wine.
The Red Buzz is a blend of 67% Merlot, 33% Cabernet, and a sprinkling of Petit Sirah.
Mm. Delicious, man.
Thank you.
And this is a 16.
Yes,
so
it is.
So this is brand new.
Yes, it is.
Did it just get released?
Let's see. We bottled it in the first part of June this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrific. Very smooth.
Thank you.
Not overly tannic. You're aging on this in French? For what sort of barrels?
In French oak barrels, yes.
How long have you been making wine over there?
Actually,
growing grapes.
We've been growing grapes since the 70s and making wine. I was in where we store our wine the other day at Wine Country Cellars, and when I first put our wine in there, I put one of our bottles up on the shelf. 2007 was our first vintage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, very small. This last production, we made about 750 cases.
Delicious, man. I'll tell you, what's the price on this? The
price on that is $35.
And do you name this after your daughters?
If you read on the back, I have three daughters. They all help at the winery. My oldest daughter, Amy, is involved in the marketing. My middle daughter, Heather, unfortunately for her, gets to do all the books and all that stuff that's no fun. And then my youngest daughter is an attorney down in Southern California, and she helps us with the legal matters.
Let's try to squeeze in another tasting of the 2016 Zinfandel. This is Amy's Block. Tell us about this wine.
Actually, this wine is from our vineyard, and this one won a gold medal.
This is a big bad boy. Woof.
I think, this one, I think the alcohol on this one is 16.2, something like that. So our vineyard always comes in, it turns almost immediately. One day you go out there and you take a reading and it's 25, 26, and before you know it, they pick it and put it in cold soak it for a week and 33. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't mistake this for anything other than Zinfandel.
Right.
I mean, the characteristic in the nose is just beautiful. Warm blackberry fruit, nice zesty character, just delicious.
Thank you.
That won the best of class, is that this one, the Lawrence?
That's correct. That is our reserve Zinfandel, and that retails for $45. And, yes, that was the best of class this year, which we're very happy with.
Congratulations. This is a great award.
It is a great award. You know what? It's nice to have those two ribbons up there. People actually come and taste your wine.
Yeah.
How long have you been producing wine?
Since 2007.
So this is the 11th or so vineyard.
It's only taken us 11 years to actually get some recognition. So, yeah, it's a kind
overnight
of an
overnight success.
Exactly.
It's very, very exciting. Thank you for sharing these two Zinfandels and the Buzz's wine. There's no tasting room yet, but maybe next spring we'll have you back and when you debut the tasting room.
I absolutely will. I'd love to come back next year. That'd be great.
Thank you. Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you both very much.
Our pleasure having you on. We'll be chatting with Chef Thomas Schmidt from John Ash & Company in a couple minutes. After this two-minute break, we'll be tasting some terrific food from Chef Schmidt. This is the Good Food Hour live at KSRO.
Mother's Day is next Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com and enter the secret code 2121. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is Sunday, May 13th. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2121.
The Sonoma County Harvest Fair celebrates the bounty our county has to offer this weekend. Enjoy award-winning wines, craft beers and ciders, and the culinary delights our wine country's famous for. Adults 21 and over get the full experience at our grand tasting event with over 100 wineries, top breweries, cideries, and local food purveyors from this year's professional competition. Grand tasting guests can cleanse their palate with locally roasted coffees and stock up your cellar with gold medal wines at event-only savings at the Wine Country Marketplace. If brews are your thing, attend the Cheesy Beer School. Watch the World Championship Grape Stomp. Pick up a pumpkin at our Pumpkin Patch. Check out the Classic Car Show. Enjoy live music in Shea Park. Try pumpkin bowling or fling apples in our Apple Slingshot. There's something for everyone, including many interactive activities free with $5 general admission. Tickets are available now at the box office or online at harvestfair.org. We'll see you at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair this weekend, October 5th through 7th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. PG&E will make the scene safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, it's live at the Harvest Fair, and it's not all wine and beer and cider. There's incredible food being served today, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And part of that is demonstrations from some of the best chefs in America, one of them being Sonoma County's Chef Thomas Schmidt from John Ash & Company. Thank you for sitting in with us this morning. You're kicking things off at 12:30 in about 40 minutes today. What are you going to be demoing, Tom?
Well, I'm doing a little twist on a prosciutto and melon. What I'm doing is a fresh melon soup, so a chilled melon and basil soup, and I'm serving it with a prosciutto rim. So I dried prosciutto and made a powder out of it, like you would for a salt rim for a margarita.
Wow.
To get the saltiness and the sweetness and then the basil. And just a little bit of fresh verjus to add to it.
Okay, now you went through that so quickly, you lost me after about the first 4 seconds. So how do we go about making this? Are you going to demonstrate this at the?
I'm going to demonstrate it in the Hall of Flowers.
For those that can't make it at 12:30, can you give us the walkthrough about how we would approach making this dish?
Yeah, the soup's relatively easy. First, you have to find really good ripe melons, which, of course, are abundant here in Sonoma County. And I found a nice ripe cantaloupe-style melon, orange melon for the color. I think it looks better and sweeter. And then peeled it, took the seeds out, pureed it with some verjus from Kendall Jackson, which is the juice of unripe grapes. So it's not as sweet, and it's not fermented. It's just a juice that has a nice grapey flavor.
Do you use a food processor or a blender?
Yeah, I did a blender, just a Vita Prep or just a regular household blender.
Okay.
Added that to it, add some fresh lime juice,
okay,
salt, and then some fresh basil. Okay. And pureed it together, make a nice chilled soup, chill that down. And then the more work was making the prosciutto rim, the powdered prosciutto. I had to take, I did that over the last 2 days, I'd say. I took prosciutto, a chunk, like the end piece of prosciutto, and froze it, and then grated it on a box grater on the fine side of the box grater, and then dried it out in an oven, or I have a food dryer at the restaurant.
You have a dehydrator?
Yeah, dehydrator, so I dried it in there, but you can do it in the oven at a low temperature. I did it for 24 hours, and then it was a nice, you can see it there, it's a crumbly, like a coarse salt.
Wow.
So I rimmed the glass with some
really
water.
Really terrific.
And then I have the nice melon soup in there with a little flecks of basil.
Mm. Wow, it actually doesn't sound beyond the ability of most.
It's relatively easy, but with the prosciutto rim, it makes a little bit of a kind of kick to it.
Oh, man, that kicks it up.
Yeah.
Tom,
exactly.
Do you like this, Tom?
You bet. Our melons are coming in. So, Brenda, get that other melon off of the vine out there.
This is a beautiful, beautiful dish. And are you going to actually demonstrate
how to make
this?
I'm going to demonstrate it at 12:30 in the Hall of Flowers.
Will people get a taste of this?
Everybody gets a taste just like you are now.
Okay, so in these little taster shots.
Little shot glass, yes.
Beautiful. So make sure when you come to the Harvest Fair today that you sit in for Chef Thomas Schmidt's demonstration at 12:30. And what is the name of this exactly?
Well, I call it a melon shooter with prosciutto rim.
Melon shooter with prosciutto rim. Thomas Schmidt from John Ash & Company. Thank you. I know you're busy. You've got
My
to
pleasure.
Run back in and get set up. And we encourage people to taste this. Thank you for sitting with us
Great,
today.
Steve. It was a pleasure being here. Thanks.
Chef Schmidt.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back, and we will taste the award-winning Best of Show Sweepstakes Award-winning red wine at the Sonoma County Fair. You won't want to miss this wine and the winemaker when we return. Live radio at its best at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. Tom Simoneau with Steve Garner. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get through the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
I was asking friends, do you know anybody?
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I needed to have a breast revision done because I had a procedure that didn't turn out quite well. So it was very important to find a doctor who would listen to what I had to say. Everybody said, Dr. Tom. I met his staff. They were absolutely wonderful. And then when I met Dr. Tom, it was great. Very warm, very caring. He listened to what I had to say. He told me what can and can't be done. I felt confident. I felt safe in his hands. And on the day of the procedure, I felt like I got 5-star treatment. Everything went perfect. The best part was the results afterwards. I knew it would be better than what I had, but it was amazing. I love my body.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So we're live at the Harvest Fair with Steve Garner and Chef. Yeah, I'm going to call you Chef Tom Simino because you're a master of mixing up grapes beautifully. We've saved one of the best wines at the Harvest Fair for last. It's Buena Vista's Bela Vineyard Pinot Noir, Bela's selection. It's the best red wine of the entire 2018 Harvest Fair. And we have the winemaker sitting with us.
Yeah, we have Brian Maloney. Hey, Brian, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
And thanks for coming over in the middle of crush, man.
No worries. We've had a busy end of the week, so nice to pop over when I got a chance.
Well, this is a great feather in the cap for Buena Vista. Certainly, Jean Boisset, who purchased Buena Vista in 2011, has it been 7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah.
This is just an incredible award for Buena Vista, which is thought of as a large winery. Certainly, he's got a lot of properties. And for a large winery to get this prestigious red wine award, especially for Pinot Noir, where the competition is so intense, is remarkable.
Well, you know, we take a lot of pride in really working with small family vineyards. This is coming from two in particular, the Starkey Vineyard down in Sebastopol and then the Highlands Vineyard out towards Hessel, Cotati area. Just beautiful spots. And, you know, it comes down to having a great team, whether it's Taylor Ramsey out in the vineyard or our cellar master, Lucas Martin's, looking after these fermentations when they come in the cellar, being really high touch, going out to those vineyards, paying attention to how that fruit's ripening. And so whether, you know, we might be a rather large company, but at the same time, each one of our cellars is very much a hands-on place with traditional techniques being used in the crafting of the wines.
And this must be a small production because each bottle is individually numbered.
Correct. We did about 700 cases of this. So,
wow.
You know, small open-top fermentations, native yeast fermentations, hand punch downs. This is definitely a labor of love, and one I think it's, you know, always great to get recognition to show what hard work.
Yeah, you know how good it is, but it's nice when somebody else says, hey, congratulations.
That is for sure.
So this comes, did you say, from two or three different vineyards?
Two different vineyards. So the Starkey Vineyard, owned by Diane Starkey and farmed by Art Robledo, that's off of Pleasant Hill Road.
Well, this is our buddy Art Robledo.
Yeah.
You can go next door and have spaghetti at the Spaghetti Factory.
not Robledo, Robledo.
No, Robledo, I'm kidding. I know. Art Robledo also has a Pinot Vineyard. So how long have you been harvesting fruit from these vineyards?
I've been working with the Starkey Vineyard going back to 2006. So quite a while. And then the Highlands Vineyard was a newer addition, was originally turned on to us by Jim Pratt, another longtime grower in the area. And that's only been about for the last 5-6 years.
And so how long has Bela's been designated?
So we brought Bela's selection, it's named after one of the Count Augustin Herasti's sons, into existence in the 2011 when we purchased Buena Vista and brought it back to life. We wanted to honor the tradition and the family there. There was some great farmers and winemakers historically, from Arpad Herasti, who was one of the great successful sparkling winemakers back in the turn of the century, to Attila Herasti, whose family still farms grapes and makes wine in Sonoma today.
Stylistically, what were you going for in Pinot Noir? Because you as a winemaker, and Tom, you as a winemaker, Pinot is just all over the map now.
Yeah, I'm in Alexander Valley, man. Thank God I don't grow Pinot. God bless all these Pinot growers. And you did a heck of a job on this, man.
Well, thank you. Really, it comes down to the location. We're in the South Sebastopol, really cool growing region. And so we get some just beautiful dark fruit flavors there, as well as just texture elements and kind of these kind of, you know, savory elements that come out, but really pure fruit. Mm-hmm. And so to me as a winemaker, it's great fruit kind of directs you where you want to, where it wants to go. And so paying attention to how that came in and just being really gentle with the extraction and letting it shine through. Don't cover it up with a bunch of oak. You know, let that fruit and that substance come out from, you know, really great sites. And I think it delivers.
Well, you know, the nice thing about this is it's Pinots to me can be divided into the feminine side, the lighter, softer stuff. And then those big black, you almost wonder if there's Syrah in there. This is kind of like a marriage of both of those. And is it because one vineyard was a little more black fruit than the other?
Well, definitely with the Starkey vineyard, we get a lot of those kind of darker tones coming out. There's you know, an old Swiss clone out there, the Clone 23, that gives you a lot of that kind of dark fruit structure to it. And I think that really helps with giving you that base note. The Highlands vineyard, on the other hand, is a little bit prettier, a little bit softer. That said, I find that a lot of our wines kind of straddle that, you know, that balance of both being, you know, a brightness and a freshness, but still having the richness that, you know, we're known for here in Sonoma County.
And this baby could lay down.
Oh, without a doubt.
What is it, a 16?
It's a 16. Yeah, honestly, this is still a baby, so yeah. It's great to get the reward, but it'll be even better in a few years to enjoy.
Yeah.
Do you only do one style of Pinot, or do you have a reserve style of this wine? Or?
So we do a private reserve as well, but we don't have another style coming from these same vineyards. So we do, with Buena Vista, four different designated Pinot Noirs as well as our private reserve.
What are the other ones? Since we
so we do one from Sonoma Mountain, primarily from the Vanderkamp Vineyard, Otilias. We do one called the Gazes Vineyard, and that's more of a Petaluma Gap area with fruit from the Sonoma Stage Vineyard. And then we do one called Ida's, and that's primarily Green Valley as well as a little bit of fruit from the Freestone area. And so kind of, you know, spotlighting these micro, you know, not quite total Appalachians, but, you know, definite, you know, interesting places for the grape to grow.
And you've done the big remodel over at the original first winery in Sonoma County, Buena Vista.
Yes.
So can people taste these when
they
go
can. So every day we're open in the historic press house, we have I don't know if they're pouring this one today. They kind of cycle through the different Pinot Noirs periodically, but they'll have several of them open, and you can taste all the different expressions that we can get from throughout the county.
And you certainly be pouring this today here.
We are.
So the Pinot Noirs all are basically centered around the Petaluma Gap area, the Sebastopol, the Gold Ridge area. Anything up in Russian River, per se?
Well, these are Russian River vineyards. Yeah, but not proper. If you're talking about kind of that, you know, center of the valley area, we don't work with a lot of Pinot Noir for Buena Vista out of that area. It's more a little bit more of the South County, I guess you would say.
It just really, I'm shocked how really terrific this is. And we were out actually last summer tasting at Buena Vista, and what a great tasting experience. The staff is very welcoming.
It is, and you know, I'm sure Ali Madrid's there today, and just one of the most welcoming, open, and friendly people you can ever have greet you down there. But just the entire place, since John Charles has restored it, has become just an absolutely magical place to visit. If you haven't been to Buena Vista in the last 10 years, please come and visit, because reopening the old historic cellars has been a tremendous, I think, asset for not just, you know, us at the winery, but really all of California to come and appreciate.
Brian, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule with Crush to come in and sample and taste and honor this beautiful Pinot Noir from Buena Vista.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
Best red wine of the Sonoma County Harvest Festival, the 2016 Buena Vista Bela's Selection Pinot Noir. I was going to say Bella, but Brian corrected me, so it's like Bela Lugosi. So now I'll never mispronounce it again. Thank you for sharing this with
thank
us.
You.
Tom Sorrento, thanks for sitting in this hour. It's
absolutely
flown by.
Real
a
fun.
A great harvest fair, and we encourage people to come and taste this wine as well as the other sweepstakes, golds, double golds, that are all being poured this afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon, today and tomorrow. Thanks to the Sonoma County Harvest Fair for hosting us this morning. Back next week in the studio, this is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K27 HCD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
After accusations and allegations.